That was a Makeup Videotape with Basketball Kids from the album Heatwave. There. That went back. Since it is a heatwave. And that was basically what took note of Mac DeMarco when he sort of blew up there. Before he became sort of independent. When he moved to New York after and all that. But, yeah, I got that. I've heard that through WFMU in New York, actually. It's sort of a weird roundabout way. Funny how that worked. Sometimes you hear things through different... it's the same thing with the... What was it? Adi de Poitrine? From Quebec... They blew up, actually, when they did a live session at KEXP there, and then everybody took notes, and I heard about it on the news, as it happens, actually. I heard about that band through very strange ways, roundabout ways. And I looked through the, I don't think anybody really was serviced it in the campus community, radio community, because I was looking through all the data and the servicing and all that, and emails going back years, and no sign of it there. Charts, nothing. But yeah, they blew up recently through that appearance, and reminds me of what happened when make a videotape of Max and Marco through a New York radio station, odd enough.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyhow, we had the Guilty Razors before that. Or not before that. We had Susie and Banshees with Happy House. Then Witch from the Fool's Ride release on Nowgen Records. We had 81st Crowd Confusion and Toloka there from Zambian Rock there. The Stranglers, we had Down in the Sewer and Hanging Around from the Rattus Norvegicus, the Norwegian Rat thing album, Stranglers. Guilty, some of the two, Guilty Razors, you had the whole set there from the French punk rock. Finally released fully there from Born Bad Records. The complete recordings, 1978. Rohagen, Squirrel Flower, Rosevier, The Penetrators release, whole album there. Wesley Willis, Telehealth, LXRP. LXRP out of Melbourne, Australia. The Gears, Happy Radiators, not Happy Radiators, the Radiator Hospital, sorry, yeah. LA Priest, Tipo, and Circles. Michael Nyman from the Gattaca soundtrack, he did the score. That's been released on Milan Records. We did a little bit of that. Weezer, for some reason, yeah. Weezer's good, though. Dick Hyman and the Minotaur, The Doors, hit all that tonight. Now we're switching it up to more electronic-y stuff, I guess, for last hour. And do at the top of the hour, you can expect Ron Robson and Sean McKibben to come in and do their thing. Starting off with off picture plane, Trance Doll. This is an old thing from like 15 years ago at least. Here in CKW. We'll be right back. Yeah, sort of interesting how the got a dance beat, but the melody is very slow. It's sort of interesting how you sort of sometimes you, if you're not in the foreground of the, you have to be sort of conscious of the dance beat. Sometimes it depends what where your brain's following that track. Anyway, especially at 5:15 in the morning when you've been up all night. But that's off the album Dark Rift by Picture Plane. Picture Plane, Zach. Is that no? What the hell is his name again? Was it? Oh, bloody! It was Travis. Yes, Travis Edgy. HD. Yes. And also doing these days, doing founder of fashion brand Alien Body, but did a lot of stuff in Denver, Colorado. There, he lived in a DIY space warehouse and. Well, yeah, there's a critic had a quote saying, the album Dark Rift, quote, Dark Rift proves that even DIY warehouse kids can make some first-rate dance music, unquote, there. Yeah. Dance, Trance Doll's name of the track we listened off of the album. There's about 13 tracks on this thing. Goth Star, also off the album, is supposed to have been a higher rating there from some critics. But anyways, from 2009 on the Love Pump United Records, that was Picture Plane, and that came out in August. Started making music in 2001 on the Magic's Music Maker software there. Member of a hip hop group called Thinking in Circles. Yeah, moved to Brooklyn in 2012. All that stuff, put out tons of stuff. Sex Distortion came out last year from that, but had a genre he coined called Witch House, a micro genre of probably what you heard just heard there. High pitched keyboard effects, heavily layered bass lines, and trap style drum loops. Aesthetically employing occult and gothic inspired themes. That's that. Moving on from that, I guess around of the same era, I'm going to hear White Hot Magic by the Polyamorous Affair, and then we'll follow that up with The Sleep at the Party by Memory Cassette, which is more what I've heard.
Why?
Memory Cassette there, Asleep at a Party, from the Call and Response EP on Ace File Records. Memory Cassettes also released stuff under, like, generally Memory Tapes is Davy Hawk there. And he also put all stuff under Weird Tapes as well, so various things. But first LP proper, Seek Magic, came out in 2009, Player Piano in 2011, and Grace Confusion in 2012. But originally they thought, figured to get, that Davy Hawk put out, Memory Tapes rather, put things out within, under the chillwave genre, but later on said this is not quite, each album's a little bit different. Vibe and stuff, and even the, like, for example, Seek Magic had more dance rhythms in there, dancey stuff. Later on, you'll see, like, there's some things, like a track called Bicycle uses instrumentation like a bicycle pump on that. Under Green Night, the song Green Night, Sneakers on a Basketball Court, for example. So a little bit experimental in that type of vibe there. Yeah, the stuff on various labels, Car Park and Something in Construction Records, and of course has a Bandcamp. Yes, Glowfy is another sort of a, I guess somebody threw that and didn't quite stick like chillwave, but Glowfy is another micro genre. Dreamy retro pop and escapism. Before that, the Polyamorous Affair. This is, we had, what did we have? White Hot Magic off their sophomore album, the Bolshevik Disco, in 2009, that same year, actually. They generally a duo? Yeah, based in Los Angeles originally. Eddie Chacon and vocalist Sissy St. Marie, and later on they did a self-titled album, the Bolshevik Dizzle, which we heard a track of, and then 2010 we heard, we didn't hear actually, 2010 we had Strange Bedfellows on Winter Palace Records. Actually they had left the US and parked their butts in Berlin in Germany and released Strange Bedfellows, produced it there, and there you go. Now it's pretty much the last you heard from them. Not too much. They petered out at 2012, at least. But I'm sure they're around somewhere. But doing things. But originally from Los Angeles. 5:25 in the morning. Yeah. Top of the hour, you expect Ron Robinson and Carol McKibben with the Saturday morning show. And I shall tell you, since it is Saturday morning officially, I guess. I'm sure the sun's up somewhere. There is the Environment Canada warning heat alert, a high impact level, and it's pretty interesting. Multi-day heat event. Humidex values reaching 45 degrees Celsius are expected. Temperatures exceeding 32 degrees, humidex or not, are expected for the next 3 days, Saturday and Sunday being particularly hot and muggy. So humidex values reaching the mid-40s, and the overnight low remained pretty high, not dropping below 16 degrees. And in fact, I think it was, where did we go here? Yeah, 34 degrees and mainly sunny is the high for forecasted for today. 36 for tomorrow, 35 on Monday, 31 on Tuesday. So that's going out there. And Sunday night, a low of 26 on Sunday night. So, yeah, it's going to be somewhat difficult. And it's muggy, so swamp coolers aren't the best for that. That's a start, I suppose. A swamp cooler involves humidity. It's a cheap air conditioner. Anyways, either an air conditioner proper will drop the humidity a bit, so I gotta go to bed. I wake up and I gotta stick my air conditioner in the window. That's what I gotta do today. But that's a rare encounter for you. Just telling you the warning. Okay. Where are we here? Music, right. Mm-hmm. Now here's Gazprom. Gazprom, and this is going back about 2009, 2010, thereabouts, that track. A project hailing from Kharkiv in the Ukraine, actually, Ukrainian indie pop and electronica thing, doing some trip hop, acid jazz, and they put a lot of several EPs and various mixtapes there. Again, I'm assuming they're taking their name from the Gazprom building in Kharkiv there, but this was a track from the release Lazy. We had Japan Punk from that group, Gazprom, and this was long before the war in Ukraine ever happened, even before the annexation of the Crimea there. This was in the happy days. Put it that way. Here's another track from Gazprom. It's Robots Don't Cry. Mm-hmm.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, set your imagination free. Free. Here's a creature. Here's a creature, an object.
Let's have a talk.
I'm ready.
I have even seen robots explore the moon. Robots explore the moon.
I have even seen robots explore the moon.
I have even seen robots explore the moon. But I've never heard a robot speak before.
I've never
heard a robot speak before.
I've never seen a robot speak in your eyes.
Smoke if you don't mind.
soul. Show what I've been told. Can't reflect your grace. Tales of time and space. Mirrors of the soul. Show what I've been told. Can't reflect your grace. Tales of time and space. Hey,
yeah, there's something from something I can't pronounce, Tief Schwartz, from the Sunir label out in Germany. This came out back in 2012 on the maxi single, a 12-inch single called Hurricane. Hurricane was their big dance floor hit, really. And we had Time and Space on the flip side of that release, featuring Daniel Wilde there on, I guess, vocals. Walker Bernard released something also in 2012, actually in end of November. And we were in the depths of winter here, basically starting off. And this is the Sweatshop Spaceship EP. Came out digitally and as a 12-inch on Seriosum Records that year. It's a bit of funk, I suppose. And here is on the B-side, Sweatshop Spaceship. And it'll take us to the top of the hour, I think. If not, we'll have the long count following that. I've been here since, well, since like forever, it seems, but I've been here since midnight enjoying the air conditioning here, which is nice. And do stay tuned for the Saturday morning show, and do take care. And I think I'll be live next week as well, that's the plan.
Peace my eyes on all of you. beautiful people. Beautiful people. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.